Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz. Ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights. But Ahaz said, I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test. Then Isaiah said, Hear now, you house of David. Is it not enough to try the patience of humans? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. He will be eating curds and honey when he knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right. For before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of the two kings you dread will be laid waste.
This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, and before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son. And he gave him the name Jesus.
Kids, when we were singing the Christmas carols we just sang, were there any things in them you thought, that don't make sense? Any of you thinking, you just sang the words, you didn't think about it. That's what we do. What about in the first one we sang where it said, all Christian children should be obedient? You just accepted it, you just sang along. You went with it. Peter, I know you're lying. My one, I know you're lying as well. It's funny, don't we? We sing these every year, and sometimes we forget that they're good songs, they're good hymns. They're nostalgic, they bring something to us, they give us something in this period. They have some good theology in them, but they also have some just weird bits in them, right? We sang the hymn we just sung before the gospel reading. There's lots of animals in it. Actually, in the Bible tellings of the story of Jesus' birth, there are no animals. There are no animals. In fact, a good quiz question is, what is the only animal in the Bible around Jesus' birth? And it's actually in Revelation, and it's a dragon. So we must sometimes, our songs, our hymns, they give us something, and sometimes we just have to critically analyze them. We have to think about them. We have to come to them with open minds. I did a Bible study with a few priests a few weeks ago as part of my training on the passage in Isaiah, which is both in the gospel reading and in the Isaiah passage. So the quote at the end of the gospel reading that David read is quoting from the gospel, the Isaiah passage 7:10, just a bit later on. And we were asked the question, who is the child to be born in the Isaiah passage? And obviously, everyone said Jesus. Because that's right? That's the way it is. The answer from the group was Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth and the life. In the Old Testament, all points to Jesus. They use the passage in the Gospels to point to Jesus as the Messiah, and in church history, it says that we must interpret it as that child to be born, to be called Emmanuel, is Jesus. So, why did it cause such a big debate within my group. The answer was, the teacher asked this question: who is the child to be born in the scripture? And when everyone said, Jesus said, look again. And as they looked again, they said, no, no, it's definitely Jesus. And then he gently said, well, what does it say? The question had a deeper meaning. It had, what was that word for those people at that time? And to answer that meant that God had a purpose, God had a solution for the problems for those people that was in that time, the time of Isaiah. To think forward and to just say the answer is Jesus meant that almost to say that those people didn't have an answer from God at that time. They didn't have something that would help them with their specific problem then. Both answers are true. God saw them, met them in their need, and offered them an answer to their problems. And God sees the problems of history and into the future and offers us a solution for that. Both are true. And as a church, we know that we reach out from beyond this building as the priesthood of all believers, the people who make up the church. And that means we do a lot, not just at this time of year, but all year. We do a lot of things for our community, for the people around us, because we're looking at what God's given them for now. What is the solution for now? So in October, we do a memorial service because grief hasn't got an end. So people come, not just from our community, but from all around us, to a service that helps them deal with grief. And we do that as an offering, as a people. We say, this is something we're going to do for the people around us. Then we move into some community work that we do, opening our building to Lee Green Open Studios, working with the friends and users of Staplehurst Shops to be part of this Christmas fair. Yesterday at the Helping Hands Food Bank, they had an amazing time celebrating the end of the year and the Christmas season with those who are vulnerable in our community. On Tuesday, the Ukrainian Coffee Morning, again, those who are vulnerable in our community had a Christmas celebration and a quiz which shared culture from both Ukraine and the UK. It was wonderful to come and see all those things that people in this community do to help others. Last night, we were in the pub at the Hither Green station doing pub carols, a big sing-along where we get everyone to experience joy at Christmas. But we know that serving others, albeit a good thing, something that we feel called to, something that is an amazing part of our faith, is also draining and hard to deal with when we have our own lives going on. I know that so many people in here have things going on that they're coping with. I don't know everyone's struggles, but I know some. And it'd be easy in the busyness of this period to always point to the fact that Christmas is a joyful time. Christmas is an exciting time. Christmas is a time where we get to celebrate. without remembering that actually Christmas can be a hard time. Christmas can be a time where grief, where pain, where all those other things get resurfaced. For me, I know in my family we had a sudden death in September, and I led a memorial service about 3 weeks ago for my own family. And I know in my busyness, I haven't dealt with that grief. So, my feeling is this, that we all need to be seen. We need to know that God has a solution to our problems now, and that they are close to us, but also that God has a bigger solution that's a bit further away, that anticipation of the not yet. Because that's what happened in the book of Isaiah. There was a child born in the court of Isaiah who was to help them with the ongoing war. It was to see a change in their circumstances. And as we look back as Christians, we see that that prophecy was about a solution to a bigger problem that God had in hand. Both were true, both were miracles, and both were for us now and for them then, in the past, and they will also be for us in the future. This service is a quiet service, a low service in a busy time. Last week we had the Christingles of all the fun and joy, about 180 kids. Me being silly, today I'm not going to be silly. Today I feel that we need God to meet us where we're at now. No outward signs of joy for the sake of it. No being happy just because we should. Just being and being met by God in that place.